Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And good evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The first half hour of the show, we're focusing on today's big story in Michigan, which is all about medical marijuana after a court ruled yesterday that dispensaries are now coming to an end. Then we'll talk to the head of our area's community mental health authority about a plan that state officials have that's raising public concerns about the future quality of services. And finally, a new report on what managers are looking for from job applicants. It's information that could make the difference between you getting that next job or not. But first, medical marijuana dispensaries across the state may soon no longer exist after the Michigan Appeals Court yesterday ruled that they're illegal. And while using medical marijuana is okay, selling it is not. To talk about the court's decision and how the law enforcement community will likely react, I'm joined by the man whose appeal led to the court's monumental decision, Isabella County Prosecutor Larry Burdick. Welcome to the program, Larry.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, here in Lansing, we have over 30 dispensaries. Some have closed their doors, some have not. And I know you're in Mackinac Island with all the other county prosecutors and Attorney General Bill Schutte for the next several days. And I'm sure this will be discussed. So how aggressively are you guys going to be in closing down dispensaries that resist doing so?
Well, I'm sure that we're going to be talking about it this weekend in terms of different strategies to try to implement the court ruling. Now, we've got to take a minute, we've got to look at the ruling and see how best to address what's happening in our local community. I can speak for myself. We have four or five or six dispensaries in Isabella County, and what we did yesterday was law enforcement hand-delivered a copy of the opinion along with a letter from myself, basically advising the dispensaries that if they're operating in violation of the opinion, then they need to close down.
Okay, now what kind of penalties then are these dispensary owners going to face if they don't shut down?
Well, if you know, there's probably two ways that enforcement action could take place. You could look at potentially criminal sanctions, which could be felony type of penalties, or you could look at taking action similar to what we took with Compassionate Apothecary, and that is trying to seek some sort of injunction to close them down. So those are the two options that I think prosecutors could be looking at.
You know, the situation now for medical marijuana patients is going to be precarious. They're used to buying their marijuana from these commercial establishments, and they certainly can't grow their own medicine in the next several weeks. I mean, isn't a situation like this ripe for the black market sales to explode now?
Well, you know, that's I think, an unfortunate byproduct of the dispensaries that have opened up and have opted for the last year or two. You know, anyone who has followed this particular case that's been going on for a year now and really analyzed the statute and the arguments that have been made on both sides, I think if they were honest, they would say they had a pretty fair idea that there was probably going to be a problem with the Court of Appeals finding these types of operations were legal. So it is unfortunate that there are going to be some patients out there that are going to be left without access to marijuana unless they can grow their own, or hopefully they're going to be able to get it from some caregivers that maybe have some already grown.
Why even pursue dispensaries in such an aggressive manner? I mean, here in Lansing, other than some off-hour break-ins at some of our local dispensaries, there seems to be very little crime associated with dispensaries. Haven't they generally been responsible businesses in our communities?
Well, there's a couple problems, Michael. First of all, we had a dispensary that was broken into just a couple weeks ago. And the other thing is, just as important, is they're not legal. By and large, at least the way they're operating right now, the business model for virtually all these dispensaries are not legal. So it's pretty hard just to turn a blind eye when you're getting complaints and say, let's just let them go. We've got to follow the law, and the Court of Appeals just yesterday said the law is and has always been that dispensaries are not legal.
I'm talking to Isabella County Prosecutor Larry Burdick. He is the man who appealed to the appeals court, a case that now resulted in the decision they came up with yesterday, which calls medical marijuana dispensaries illegal. I wonder, what's the idea now? I mean, if you're asking people to now either grow their own marijuana or get a provider to do so, aren't we looking at a situation where we're going to have far more of these plants growing all over the state as tens of thousands of patients will continue using medical marijuana?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the delivery mechanism is something that I wouldn't be surprised if the legislature looks at in the coming month. I think they're going to be taking up a variety of bills this fall, and I would not be surprised, particularly in light of this new ruling, that they look at the delivery mechanism. But again, going back to the initiative in 2008, that is the way the law was drafted. It was drafted allowing for two ways for medical marijuana patients to obtain marijuana. They grow it their own, or they get it from a caregiver.
And what about the logical reality of when you're dealing with, you know, we have 100,000 certified patients and providers now? I mean, that's likely to only keep growing. When you deal with that kind of a quantity of people involved in medical marijuana, doesn't it make sense that there needs to be outlets, and even if they're commercial, to keep the structure at least reasonable, so we don't have marijuana plants growing in every corner of our communities?
Yeah, and that's a policy issue that the state legislature is going to have to wrestle with. You know, there are different models out there. There's the California model and the Colorado model that have really not worked very well at all. And then there are models, let's say, in Maine and Arizona being the newest, that provide for fairly limited, highly regulated dispensaries. So, whether the legislature wants to look at a dispensary model is going to be their call. That's obviously a public policy call. But certainly, you know, do you want marijuana being grown every other house in your block? Do you want it to be grown in your neighbor's closet where it might be a fire hazard and so on? Those are issues. Those are delivery problems that, you know, may have to be looked at.
Do you concede then, other than the occasional break-ins, there really wasn't any in the nature of selling marijuana, there wasn't any real crime otherwise associated with these dispensaries?
No, I don't concede that. I think there's probably been situations where some of these dispensaries have not been following the law as they even see it in terms of dispensing just to card members. I think you've got an issue of there's no regulation or oversight as to the quality of this medicine that's being dispensed. There's no regulation at all. So, no, I wouldn't go that far.
You know, the will of the people ultimately was that patients who need medical marijuana have it available to them in a fairly easy manner. This effort to shut down these commercial dispensaries clearly is going to do just the opposite. I mean, I'm going to guess that a lot of these medical marijuana patients will have no access to marijuana for at least a while. Doesn't a move like this really go against what the majority of Michiganians want?
I keep going back to the law, Michael. I mean, the law that 63% of Michiganders voted for set up a very specific framework. And that is, patients can grow their own marijuana or caregivers can grow it for them. That was the will of the people. That was the statute that was drafted by medical marijuana advocates, and that is the statute that was passed by the people.
Finally, about a minute left, but just to review, the original case, from what I understood, involved you trying to close down a dispensary. From what I know, it was one where medical marijuana patients and their caregivers stored and exchanged harvests of marijuana. A trial judge rejected your efforts to shut it down. Now, that doesn't sound like a typical dispensary where people just come in with a card and buy marijuana. Was that, in fact, a different structure that wouldn't really qualify as selling marijuana?
No. I think the business in Mount Pleasant that was the subject matter of this case is probably pretty common throughout the state. Think of it in terms of like a consignment shop with patients or their caregivers providing excess marijuana to the business, and then the business then sells it to other patients and tax on a 20% fee for that. And I think that, you know, is a pretty common business model for dispensaries around the state.
I see. Well, it's certainly we're in for a big change, and I'm going to guess that once the prosecutors get back from Mackinac Island, we're going to see some quick changes occurring all over the state. Isabella County Prosecutor Larry Burdick, thank you very much for joining me.
Sure.
Coming up now.